doesn't remember a good chunk of his life from his party days, but he has a tattoo on his ass that says property of Gene. Who is Gene?
Oh, I want to have your baby.
We have no idea, and frankly, neither does Rick. But here he is with the Sunny Update.
Brought to you by Florida Technical College. Okay, we have a hero. Central Florida Expressway Authority Road Ranger is being hailed as a hero. Here's what he did, man. Somebody went off the road on 417 near Lake Nona into one of those retention ponds, which always seem to be very close to the highway.
Right. Yeah.
I always wonder about that. It's like, why do they put him there? Why can they move him to the other side where nobody can reach him when they drive off the road because they're using their cell phone to text?
I mean, if you don't hit anything, your car's still soaked in water and you can't use it anyway.
Anyway, he dove into the water, broke the window, and pulled the person out. We don't have anybody's name here, but he is today's Road Ranger hero.
It's weird. They don't have his name anywhere, and you want to, you know, say thank you to him. And every article I found, it just says Road Ranger, and it doesn't have his name. Maybe he asked not to be identified?
His picture's on some of them, like hugging the guy.
Really?
Yeah, but they don't include his name on any story I've seen.
You see the back of his head, it's a mystery.
If anybody knows the information, if you have any information, call Robert Stack.
I am Robert Stack.
Father Albert Cutie of St. Benedict's Episcopal Church in Plantation, Florida, has reportedly been holding dog-friendly services for the past decade.
Aww. What's his last name?
Albert Cutie?
Cutie.
It's spelled
Albert Cutie.
Cutie.
I'm a cutie.
Father Cutie noted that canines are very well behaved while sitting beside their owners in church. He also said that a lot of the people who bring in their dogs don't have any other companion, adding, aww, you can really pray and leave a loved one behind. Can you really pray and leave a loved one behind? Meaning the dogs. So there, you can go there and bring your dog.
I like that.
You'll like that too.
How many of them poop during the service, though?
That's what I was going to say.
That's fine. Dogs behave better than most humans anyway.
Chief of Orlando Police Fire Department has resigned amid allegations of sexual harassment. Chief Roderick Williams submitted his resignation. That means he was fired?
Mm-hmm.
That's in, yeah. He says, I categorically deny the allegations against me. I believe the focus of the Orlando Fire Department should be on serving and protecting the residents of Orlando and not on my leadership or my position. A female firefighter alleged that she'd been discriminated against, denied promotions, and sexually harassed. Les Moonves has no comment.
Oh.
No. That's our ex-CEO. We still have all those sexual harassment. You notice we haven't had one of those training things since he left?
That's the funny thing. We used to have to take sexual harassment training constantly when we worked for him, and then you'd have to print it out, so we have them plastered all over the walls here.
There's 100
like,
of them.
Oh, yeah, easily. It's like wallpaper, we got so many.
And then, well, he kept showing ladies his willy.
Sexual harassment is no joke, sweet cans.
Universal Studios Orlando Resort announced its new Wizarding World of Harry Potter thrill ride based around the character of Hagrid. It's going to open June 13th. The ride titled Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure will be available for guests to experience at the Hogsmeade section of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Is this going to be just like the King Kong and everything where you're in a vehicle and
I think it's a roller coaster, actually.
Is it? Oh, yeah. It's a roller coaster.
Like you're on a bike.
Yeah. That features a number of rare magical creatures.
Like the three-headed dog.
When you walk in, he's like, you're a wizard, Harry. And when you walk out, he's like, you're broke, Harry.
They do it so good over there. I love the Harry Potter rides. They're both awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're a lying piece of crap, and I hope you go to jail. Smollett, you're a lying piece of crap.
Well, Jesse, by the way, he went back to the set of Empire and told him that he didn't do it.
He literally, when he got out on bond, went there, said, I love you guys. You're like my family. You know I didn't do this.
Yeah.
What's his lawyer saying now?
Oh, his lawyer is saying that's true. He didn't do it. This is just a law enforcement spectacle.
Okay.
Are they serious?
They only have a gajillion videos.
All right. Let's speak with someone from the grand jury now.
Oh, good.
Let's ask an idiot.
You know, it's so scary, but this is a member of the grand jury talking about, you know, the case they're confronted with by Jesse Smollett.
I think Jesse Smollett should come clear.
He should come clear. So he has to come transparent, sort of like maybe some procedure that he goes through where you can see right through them.
Yeah.
I think she means come
clean. I think Jesse Smollett should come clear because the truth will set him free.
I think that's how it goes.
Because it's true. I thought that somewhere, Bible somewhere. I don't know.
I don't think it's in the Bible. I think it's just
it's John.
The truth will set you free?
Yeah.
Are you sure? If you're right, this is going to be amazing.
It's either that or Capital One. I'm not sure.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
It is John 8:32. Rick Stacy with the Bible verse.
I am so biblical. All right, just some of the people we need to have come out and say, look, I did something stupid. Like, let's... First, Jesse Smollett. I mean, listen to this. This is, you listen to this, it's chilling that somebody can be such a good liar.
It's just the truth.
This is the truth.
It's just the truth.
I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
That's the chief of police from Chicago.
You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
That's Jesse.
God.
Lecturing us on lying.
Boy, I tell you what.
And then he's got the nerve, to say he didn't do it.
Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations?
Chief of police.
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started screaming.
Did you, though?
Because that was my cue to scream.
I wish there was video of him, like, putting it on himself and punching himself in the face.
Oh, we have video of that, don't we?
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Oh, dear.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
Wow. They even scored the whole thing. It's great.
The
yeah,
music was wonderful.
How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile?
Ah, jeez. And then there's, Robin Roberts, you know, and then you got the other ones. You got Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and all these guys, all these politicians and actors and actresses and news anchors that just were so concerned.
Mm-hmm. If the attackers are never found.
You could hear the pain in her voice. What would you do?
How will you be?
Oops, sorry.
If the attackers are never found, how will you be able to heal?
Oh, Jesse, I feel so bad for you.
They're there, child.
Freaking liar.
I
don't know.
I don't know.
It's okay.
To make things worse, celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
That's a heavy line.
I mean, he's like, hey, you're all idiots. You all fell for it. Good job.
That's just great.
Oh.
What?
Justin. Hey, it's Smokestack. Here's the part where you would be listening to the funny parody songs we do every day, but because of lawyers and everyone's afraid to get sued, they don't let us put them on the internet. I know it's stupid, and I'm just as bummed as you are about it. But hey, you can still check it out on the radio every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Rick Stacy Morning Show.